Easter came early that year, and during the holidays I went to visit my cousins. My uncle was to bring me home in his truck, but he was detained by some urgent business, so I decided to come back home on my own. A mile down the road, I slipped into my snowshoes and turned into the bush. The strong sunshine had dimmed. I had not gone far before big flakes of snow began drifting down. The snow thickened fast. I could not locate the tall pine that stood on the north slope of Little Mountain. I circled to my right and stumbled into a snow-filled creek bed. By then, the snow had made a blanket of white darkness, but I knew only too well there should have been no creek there. I tried to travel west, but only to hit the creek again. I knew I had gone in a great circle, and I was lost. There was only one thing to do: camp for the night and hope that by morning the storm would have blown itself out. I quickly made a bed of boughs and started a fire with the bark of an old dead birch. The first night I was comfortable enough, but when the first gray light came, I realized that I was in deep trouble. The storm was even worse. Everything had been smothered by the fierce whiteness.